Mr. President.
Senator from Kansas.
Mr. President, what on earth is going on here? I am extremely disappointed. No, I am shocked. This isn't shock and awe. This is shock and shock. And the Air Force's decision to choose EADS or Airbus over Boeing to make our critical new aerial refueling tanker. This is the Air Force, not Alice in Wonderland. And I want to pay credit and associate myself with the remarks of the distinguished senator from Washington, Senator Murray, and thank her for reserving this time, for taking a leadership role along with her colleague from Washington, Senator Cantwell. Thank you both for your efforts. We're going to need a bipartisan approach to this to see if we can't get some answers. Simply put, it does not make sense, Mr. President, that the Air Force would choose a foreign entity that has no prior tanker experience to build the next generation of refueling aircraft for the men and women of our Air Force. Now, I met with the Air Force yesterday. I appreciate that. It was about an hour and a half meeting. It was not pleasant. We had what we call meaningful dialogue. I am still not satisfied with their conclusion. In fact, I think there are many more questions that must be answered before this bid conclusion should move forward. For example, as the distinguished senator has pointed out, why can't the Air Force brief Boeing sooner than the next week? We already have leaks all over this town as to exactly what happened and the specifics of the RFP and the bid selection and everything else, but Boeing has not had a debriefing. Now, yesterday, the Air Force said it was okay that Boeing said, fine, we're okay with briefing next week on Tuesday. That is not the case. That is simply not the case. Now, the two competitors were originally told that the brief would be within 4 to 5 days of the contract announcement. The Air Force is not holding up to that bargain. Why did the secondary cargo mission, i.e. a larger plane, factor so large in the announcement briefing when this was a competition for a tanker? How could an airplane as large as the A330, which burns 24% more in fuel than the KC-767, possibly be valued as less costly? How did the Air Force evaluate the risk associated with a foreign government owning and subsidizing the Airbus tanker? Why were the fixed-priced options discussed at the announcement brief when the life cycle cost was supposed to be the only measure? Is the Air Force concerned about delays and other issues stemming from the fact that EADS Airbus have never built a tanker using a boom, never built the tanker? Will the Air Force need new equipment to deal with the repair of a foreign tanker? Why does the Air Force place cargo space over fuel efficiency and the ability to land and take off from more places? Where is this larger airplane going to land? Is the Air Force prepared to pay way more for the Airbus because of the amount of fuel it takes to fly them and the amount of capital it takes to open a brand new assembly line in Europe? Is the Air Force aware that they currently do not use all of their available cargo space in the fleet? Is the Air Force aware that the Boeing 767 would provide even greater cargo space than they have now? Now, what about the issues regarding the fact that the EADS Airbus company made the Lakota Light Utility Helicopter? And the way it was delivered, it can't even fly on hot days. They're putting air conditioning units in that helicopter. And then that makes it modified and it makes it less maneuverable. Is the Air Force at all concerned with the backlash that has been described by Senator Murray all across this country regarding the fact they did not consider American jobs, much less the WTO dispute with Airbus or government subsidies issue with the EADS proposal? I can tell you, I hope I have been able to express my dismay over the Air Force's choice, but the problems simply don't end there. The Airbus frame will be made in Europe, no question about that. The nose will be made in France, the wings in Great Britain, and part of the fuselage in Germany. Bonjour! The Air Force has certainly gone into the wild blue European yonder. And they've never done this before. The Air Force gave no consideration to the fact that Boeing has built a tanker that lasted over 50 years. With every airframe that is being built in France, we are paying for the French national health care system. Now, what kind of sense does that make? In fact, they gave more credit to Northrop Grumman for making other defense systems as recently as last year than they did Boeing. That's saying something about this competition when you considered Northrop won't even be making most of the plane. Airbus will. That has been pointed out by Senator Murray. Again and again in this competition, the Air Force has not judged the two bids fairly. Not only did they not consider past performance accurately, they also placed a much higher price on the cargo space than they led anyone to believe. As my colleague from Kansas, Congressman Todd Tehart, expressed yesterday in the meeting with the Air Force, if they wanted an aircraft as large as the KC-10, they should have put out an RFP for one. But they didn't. They asked for a tanker. And that's what Boeing proposed. Airbus proposed something much different. And it's my opinion the men and women flying those aircraft are going to suffer for it. Make no mistake, unless something changes, we will be dealing with the ramifications of this bid for the next 80 years. It will take Airbus longer to start up the assembly line than Boeing, and it will take them longer to produce a viable plane, and when they finally do, that plane will be just plain too big. I am deeply troubled by this announcement. I expect to see a very detailed documentation on the questions that we raised yesterday that were not answered from the Air Force. I also expect them to brief both competitors quickly, because the long and short of it is, if this decision holds, Mr. President, it will be at the cost of American jobs, American dollars, if not our national security.